The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
Are we like in the bowels of the place, or is this where you guys walk
exactly
normally?
We're
deep in the, yes, bowels of the main building at the Genelia Farm Research Campus.
So this is where we do these flight experiments on how dragonflies catch prey.
Where scientist Anthony Leonardo has constructed what he calls the dragonfly flight arena.
Because this is radio, can you kind of describe what it is we're looking at here?
Yeah, so the room is 15 feet by 15 feet by 15 feet. And at the top of the room, we have a huge number of very bright lights. So the room is sort of lit to look like noon on a summer day.
Leonardo has furthered the summer day theme by keeping the room at a steady 82 degrees, installing artificial grass, and providing a heaping helping of fruit flies for his dragonflies to eat. He's also covered the walls with blown-up photographs of the trees, grass, and flowers you'll find all over Genelia Farm's 689 acres.
It has enough appearance of an outdoor, sort of realistic environment that dragonflies think this is a good place for me to hang out and forage.
Leonardo and his team actually catch the dragonflies on the Genelia campus, which the Howard Hughes Medical Institute built in 2006, so scientists could set up shop in a collaborative and flexible environment.
It's internally funded, so you don't apply for any grants. There's no teaching, so all you have to do is your work.
And if you head a particular lab, as Anthony Leonardo does, you're pretty much given free rein to study whatever you fancy for a renewable period of 5 years. A topic that's long fascinated Leonardo is this idea of prey capture.
Prey capture is essentially a problem of predicting where a moving target's going to be in the future. Prediction is sort of like a fundamentally sort of interesting thing about what people and other animals do.
It's like this highly choreographed dance of senses sensing, neurons firing, muscles responding.
So this is a sort of analogous to like a football player catching a ball. The objective of the football player is really to watch that motion and then alter its own body movement to sort of reach it at some future time coordinate.
Not a bad metaphor, but when you're talking about motion, there's a major difference between footballs and fruit flies. Before you go on, I just want to say some fruit flies have been sort of zigging and zagging around us as we've been talking, and they fly like crazy. I mean, like, they're not going in one direction like that football player running after a ball. They are all over the place.
More complicated than the football player running after the ball. That's right. But the more complicated it gets, the harder it is, even for a dragonfly.
And that's saying a lot, since Leonardo considers dragonflies to be the most sophisticated hunting and flying machines in nature.
Outdoors, they catch maybe 95% of what they go after, which is sort of phenomenal. I mean, something like a lion does like 15%.
But here's the thing. Compared with a lion or that football player, dragonflies are tiny.
A half a gram would be a big dragonfly.
But not so tiny that they can't carry a miniature wireless system that records and transmits their neural activity as they zoom around. Leonardo calls it a telemetry backpack.
The first two generations of this thing, we also called a backpack, and we attached on the other side of the body, and this caused great confusion for everybody because they're like, it's a front pack. So now it literally is a backpack.
While the backpack sends its signals to the scientists' computers, high-speed video cameras capture the dragonfly's flight patterns. And once Leonardo goes through all those videos and analyzes all the signals from the backpack, his next job is to look at all that data and say,
well, what the heck does it mean? And we have lots of ideas and models on how to do that, but at least you can kind of measure all of the relevant information, and then you have the greatest hope, probably, of actually understanding mechanistically how are the pieces combined. I mean, otherwise you're trying to assemble a 10,000-piece puzzle with 100 pieces.
Anthony Leonardo doesn't have all 10,000 pieces yet, but he's well on his way. I'm Rebecca Shear.